Uranos gelded. At last, Gaia and Cronos heard from the west the sound of a great stamping and shaking. The leaves on the trees shivered. Cronos, standing silently in his hiding place, did not tremble. He was ready.
Gaia! Roared Uranos as he approached. Prepare yourself. Tonight we shall breed something better than hundred-handed mutants and one-eyed freaks.
Come to me, glorious son, divine husband, called Gaia, with what Cronos thought a distastefully convincing show of eagerness. The horrible sounds of a lustful deity slobbering, slapping, and grunting suggested to him that his father was attempting some kind of foreplay. In his alcove, Cronos breathed in and out 5 times. Never for a second did he weigh the moral good of what he was about to do. His thoughts were only for tactics and timing. With a deep inhalation, he raised the great sickle and stepped swiftly sideways from his hiding place. Uranos, who had been preparing to lie on top of Gaia, sprang to his feet with an angry snarl of surprise. Walking calmly forward, Cronos swung the scythe back and swept it down in a great arc. The blade, hissing through the air, sliced Uranos's genitals clean from his body. All cosmos could hear Uranos's maddened scream of pain, anguish, and rage. Never in creation's short history had there been a sound so loud or so dreadful. All living things heard it and were afraid. Cronos leapt forward with an obscene cry of triumph, catching the dripping trophy in his hands before it could reach the ground. Uranos fell writhing in immortal agony and howled out these words.
Cronos, vilest of my brood, and vilest in all creation, worst of all beings, fouler than the ugly Cyclopes and the loathsome Hecatoncheires, with these words, I curse you. May your children destroy you as you destroyed me.
Cronos looked down at Uranos. His black eyes showed nothing, but his mouth curved into a dark smile. You have no power to curse, Daddy. Your power is in my hands. He juggled before his father's eyes, his grisly spoils of victory, burst and slimy with blood, oozing and slippery with seed. Laughing, he pulled back his arm and hurled the package of genitals far, far from sight. Across the plains of Greece they flew and out over the darkening sea. All three watched as Uranos's organs of generation vanished from sight across the waters. Cronos was surprised, when he turned to look at her, that his mother had covered her mouth in what appeared to be horror. Tears were leaking from Gaia's eyes. He shrugged, as if she cared.